People love journeys. And that's what this is about. This is a journey into why people love journeys. And I suppose the first thing comes into my mind on this journey to explore why people love journeys is the very first journey we've all taken in our lives. That was very exciting. The first journey a human being takes is extremely exciting and results in a shock at the end of it. Hopefully a pleasant shock, but there's absolutely no doubt in my mind that that very first journey, by the way, I'm shaving at the same time as I'm making this audio, that very first journey is the root of why we as human beings love going on journeys, hearing about journeys, talking about journeys, and making an audio boo about journeys and listening to other people's journeys. That's one of the few things I could be confident about saying about all human beings. I strongly suspect that there isn't a human being alive who doesn't like journeys. We've all had awful journeys in our life. We've all had journeys that during which we've been ambushed by ambushers. We've had journeys which have, during which we've run out of fuel. Journeys which have presented us with uncrossable rivers, unclimbable mountains, holes that are too deep to plumb. Oh yes, we are journey people. Humans are natural travellers. And the very first journey we took told the whole story of all journeys. So we were imprinted, almost indelibly imprinted, from the get-go. And it goes further back than that. It goes right back into the genes, doesn't it? I mean, after all, the emergence of the human was a genetic journey. You know, random variation, evolution. I'm not a creationist, right? I'm not a creationist, right? I believe it was a journey. And I think we all know it was a journey rather than, you know, an idea in somebody's head suddenly realized on a particular day. I believe we all actually know that. Even those who are creationists know that creation was a journey, not an event. Events are comparatively, relatively, speaking generally, are boring. They can be made incredibly interesting by being transformed into a journey. Context is the journey. Everything we do happens outside a vacuum. I have no thoughts about the relationship between a vacuum and a journey. But what I will say is that trying to put words around the experience of a journey is a journey in its own right. And it isn't always a satisfactory journey. I have to say that I find this journey in words, in audio, an approximation of the real life journey that it's talking about. In other words, the words and the sounds signify something, but what lies behind this significance is really even more interesting. We all have a feeling of journey within us. We also have a feeling that our life is a journey. But we know that every single thing we do, every conversation we have, happens during a journey. Something has happened before we got there, something happens in the moment, and something, hopefully, but we can't be sure about this, will happen after the moment. In fact, I'm not really sure that we can be sure there was a past and that the event was actually preceded by something else. I certainly know that all of our thoughts and feelings happen in a moment. And the belief that the moment that it's the belief that the moment came from a previous moment is exactly that, a belief, a perception, an impression, a thought. Hard to give absolute proof about that. So where are we at? The journey. I'm now shaved. I'm now looking for my shoes. I'm now considering clothes I'm going to wear on top of my shirt, and whether I'm going to put conditioner on my hair or not. I have hair that gets very dry. And it's only just crossed my mind that I should consider wearing a different pair of shoes from the one I originally planned to wear. And I'm going to wear a pair of shoes that I bought in Verona. Yeah, great place for shoes, by the way. Go on a journey to Verona for shoes. If you happened to also like Italy, opera in the arena, swimming in Lake Garda, great food, great style, great culture, great history. Yeah, journeys. We are natural journey women and journey men. In other words, we're all bloody travellers, right? So here we are. And even that word has layers and layers of meaning. Those of you who are listening to this in Ireland know darn well that I say I am a traveller. I am saying something that has more than one meaning. And I mean it to have more than one meaning. In fact, the meaning, socially determined, outside my control, is a journey in its own right. Because once upon a time, the people who are known as travellers were called tinkers, gypsies, itinerants, you know, Romanies. I don't know. All words are a journey, aren't they? They came from somewhere. And do you know that today is Shakespeare's birthday? I didn't. Facebook never told me. I'm rather cheesed up about that. I came to rely on Facebook to remind me whose birthday it is every day so that I can dash them off a happy birthday card. And thank goodness Facebook stopped sending me 9 people's birthdays and only slimmed it down to a small number. I used to hate the experience of having to choose which of the 9 people I'm friends with on Facebook will I say happy birthday to, because I can't be saying happy birthday to them all. So there we are, journeys. There we are. The one thing I will say is that there's no topic that would... My finger hurts. Okay, I'm going to attend to your finger. Turning off the sound recording
with a knife.
To attend to your finger.